The Gospels According to Love audio. Luke chapter 7. Jesus finds faith. April 6, 2005. When Jesus had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. A certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. When he heard of Jesus, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, beseeching Jesus that he would come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that the centurion was worthy, and he should do this, for he loves our nation and has built a synagogue. Jesus went with them, and not far from the house met some of the centurion's friends, whom he had sent, conveying his words to Jesus. Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Neither do I think myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant will be healed. I am a man also set under authority, having under me many soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and they come. To my servant I say, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at the centurion. Jesus turned himself about and said to the people that followed him, I say to you, I have not found so great a faith in all Israel. The people went, and returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. The day after, Jesus went into a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him, as did others. Now when Jesus came close to the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, weep not. The ones carrying him stood still, and Jesus came and touched the bier. Jesus spoke, young man, I say to you, arise. He, from being dead, sat up and began to speak. Jesus delivered him to his mother. There came a fear on the people. They glorified love, saying, that great prophet has risen among us. Love has visited its people. This rumor of Jesus went forth throughout all the region round about. The disciples of John the Baptist showed John all these things. John called to him two of his disciples and sent them to Jesus, saying, Are you he that should come, or should we look for another? And when the men found Jesus, they said, John has sent us to you, saying, Are you he that should come, or should we look for another? In that same hour, Jesus cured many of their infirmities and plagues and evil spirits. To many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, go your way, tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospels are preached. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. When the messengers of John departed, Jesus began to speak to the people concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness and see? A reed shaken in the wind. What did you go out into the wilderness and see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they that are gorgeously appareled and love delicately are in king's courts. What did you go out and see? A prophet. Yea, I say to you, much more than a prophet. This is he who it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face that shall prepare your way before love. I say to you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. The ones who are least in the kingdom of love are greater than John. All the people that heard Jesus and the publicans justified love and being baptized with the baptism of John. The Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of love against themselves, being not baptized of John. Jesus spoke, To what shall I compare the people of this generation? To what are they like? They are likened to children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned to you, and you have not wept. John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine. So you say, He is a devil. The Son of Love came eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. Wisdom is justified in all of its children. One of the Pharisees desired Jesus that he would eat with him. Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to dinner. Behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, upon hearing that Jesus sat at dinner in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment and knelt at his feet. Behind him weeping, she began to wash Jesus' feet with the tears. She did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisees that had bidden Jesus saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is who touches him, for she is a sinner. Jesus answering him said, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. Simon said, Master, speak on. Jesus answered, There was a certain creditor that had two debtors. The one he owed 500 pence and the other 50. When the debtors had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. Jesus answered him, You have rightly judged. Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, See this woman? I entered into your house and you gave me no water for my feet. She has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You have given me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint. But this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loves much. But to whom little is forgiven, they are the ones who love little. Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven. They that sat at meat with Jesus began to say, among themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.